Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Labour councillors have launched a public campaign against plans to close Parkside Police Station. They say it would leave Cambridge City Centre without a fully staffed station. And Nikki Massey is the new Executive Councillor for Transport and Community Safety. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Julian.
Welcome back and congratulations on your elevation.
Thank you.
You've been in post for how long now?
Since May.
Since, I guess, the council elections, and they sort of decide who's going to do what. Well, you're very welcome. You can look at this from two directions, really, I suppose. I was wandering up the A10 in my little car on Saturday, I think it was, and a police car rushes by. I have to pull over. Now, if it come from... I'd have no idea where this police car had come from. But if it come from the city centre, then he would have to negotiate himself through quite a bit of Cambridge traffic before he got out. But if he was at Milton, say, he'd be, well on his way. So you can kind of see the arguments for putting a police station at Milton.
Maybe you can see the arguments for putting a police station in Milton, but can you see the arguments for closing the police station in Cambridge City? I think that's the actual question.
So what you're looking for is not so much, you're not against putting some sort of facility in outside of Cambridge. The issue is what's left in Cambridge for the residents who live here.
Exactly. It's known that the Parkside Police Station has its problems. It is in need of a lot of money in order to be up to standard.
I've never been arrested, but I hear that if I was, there wouldn't be much room in the cells for me.
No. No. And so the Parkside does need an awful lot of money thrown in, and the Police and Crime Commissioner, his view is that if he can release the land value from that site, build the police station elsewhere, which he thinks would be better, and then he would be able to have the income. My question really is, how much is it going to cost to build a police station from scratch? How much is the land value in Milton? Because actually the land value in Milton is not that dissimilar to Cambridge City anyway. And if that's the case, why can't we build one in Cambridge City? And the fact is, you know, Cambridge City does have 5 million visitors a year. Mm-hmm. That's without the students, without the 140,000 residents, and without a police station, without any visible police station. I just think it's an absolute bonkers idea.
Now, there's going to be a public consultation tonight. People can go along. Well, not a consultation. There's going to be... Sorry, the ability to go along and look at the plans. That's the best way to express it.
You saw my face. I don't think it's a consultation. No, it's a public meeting.
Yes, which is not necessarily the same thing.
It's Milton Primary School at 7 o'clock tonight.
So people can go along and see the plans. Is that just going to be, though, about what's planned for Milton as opposed to what we're going to get in Cambridge?
I have no idea. We weren't told about the meeting at Milton today until last week. So we were all on the hop. I assumed that there would be a consultation about the location of
a
police station.
It does seem very strange. We often talk on this show about so many bodies and councils and quangos. There's the Greater Cambridge Partnership for this. There's the Combined Authority. Yet despite all, there's the Police Authority in itself. There's all these sort of bodies and things which are sat on by multiple councillors of all colours. Yet nobody lifts the phone to tell you what the plans are.
Not in this case, no. We do tend to work very closely with the Greater Cambridge Partnership and indeed the Combined Authority, but we all know the problems there. But in this case with the PCC, sadly, I would have hoped that he would have picked up the phone to have spoken to the councillors inside of Cambridge City to ask their viewpoint first, but he didn't. So we will be going along to the meeting in Milton, so we will be talking to him and finding out exactly what's what.
Mm-hmm. Now, fans of Doctor Who, such as myself, will be familiar with the concept of the police box, which was before they were used as time machines in the, I think, in the 1950s and early 60s. They were scattered around the UK. They didn't necessarily all look like the blue metropolitan police box. I think Yorkshire had green ones, I seem to remember. One kind of feels we're sort of going back to that sort of thing with what's described as an information centre.
Well, exactly. An information centre that won't be manned all the time, will only be manned for short periods of the day, and then what? Then you'd be sent over to an information line, presumably 101. And that's just not acceptable in a city like Cambridge. As I said before, we've got a high number of students, tourists. Our nighttime economy is huge compared to the rest of the Cambridgeshire.
Mm. But they're not, so, Mr. Abel-White, the Police and Crime Commissioner, isn't saying that, you know, patrols or anything are going to be reduced in Cambridge or anything like that. There'll still be the same number of police allocated, I guess, near enough as that is at the moment. So if you want
yes.
to, you know, they'll still be a visible presence of the police. And yeah, Parkside Police Station is sort of in the centre, but it's not like it's in the middle of the Grand Arcade or anything like
no.
that.
But if you think about our neighbourhood policing officers, they currently can walk or cycle from the police station to get to their locality. Bear in mind that there's only two neighbourhood policing officers spread for each area of the city. So normally between four wards, two officers have to patrol that. In previous years we've had one officer per ward, but sadly no more. And that's what we're asking for. We're asking for a station in the city centre where our police officers can have some patrol cars, because it is important to be able to get to the location quickly if something was to happen.
But surely there'll be some, you know, there'll be, you know, police cars which with a police officer sat in them some of the time, just in case there is something
I don't think they ever sit in there just in case. They tend to sort of hover around wherever they are and they get called from one place to the other. But let's face it, in the city centre recently we've had incidences where we've seen 5, 6, 7 police cars turn up to an incident just because somebody's pressed their emergency button and they need help, mainly because there's only one police officer in a patrol car. But The issue is, if we don't have our patrol cars in the city centre and they'll be spread out and they'll be based from Milton, and somebody presses their emergency button, you know, there is going to be a delay. And we have actually seen it, that the disappearance of police station damages the visibility. And there has been a programme of closures since 2010. 606 police stations have been closed since 2010, which actually is quite
That's a UK figure, presumably.
That's a UK figure, yeah. And so when you think about it, really, there is evidence to say that when you move a police station outside of the city centre, that the response times are affected, and they will be affected. But I think predominantly what we're saying is that we want visibility and security for the residents, the visitors and the students of our city, and that's best placed in our city centre.
There is a general thing, I think, here as well, isn't there? And it's curious because it's the opposite of everything else, insofar as, you know, you go back 20, 30 years and all the desire was to have out-of-town shopping centres. So
yeah.
Here in Cambridge, we have places like the Beehive, and we have the Newmarket Road Retail Park, I think it's called. And those are places where people used to go to.
Yeah.
And they still do, to a greater or less extent. However, now we know there are issues with our high street because shops, because of the internet, aren't doing quite as well as they once were. So shops are closing, empty retail units are appearing, and as a result of that, there's I guess concern about the future of the high street. Yet at the same time, you know, we've had attempts to pull out the Magistrates Court,
yes.
move the post office into WH Smith, and now possibly the Shire Hall is another very good example, and the police station. It seems strange that the City Council is powerless to do anything about this.
I wouldn't say we're powerless. That's indeed why we're pulling up this fight, to try to retain this a station.
But the fight is from the Labour Party, though,
exactly.
Not rather than the City Council as a body.
Yes. Well, no, the City Council, they will be engaging in this. Our officers are brilliant. Our community safety team is fabulous. And they will be talking to police officers about working closely. We already work extremely close with our neighbourhood policing teams. And they regularly share desks in Mandela House, etc. But as you say, sadly, this is something that is Jason Abel-White's decision. And we're just really hoping that he listens to us.
OK, well, Nikki Massey, thank you very much for coming in to speak to us about that this morning. So that public meeting is tonight. It is at Milton Primary School. It's at 7 o'clock if you want to go and find out, certainly, about the plans to move things into a police station and the facility planned for South Cambridgeshire. We will see as to what happens to Parkside Police Station perhaps a little later on that as well. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.